Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an act of war on bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Yes, today will be no different. Before we get started with today's show, we have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Amen. Hold on, we got a caller. Chris, is that you? Okay. Who's calling from Skype?
Hey, it's Chris Gia.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. I got a few things on my mind, and I was hoping you would give me the opportunity to put them out there.
Sure, go ahead. You know, you're always
Chris,
welcome.
I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to interrupt anything, though. I'm not okay.
No, take your time. Take your time.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I've run into a little bit of a problem with gossip-boy.com. He posted an article about me, about Truth Frequency Radio, and he basically said that we were going off without any claim, without any support for our claims. He was saying that things that we said that happened didn't happen. So we took the article, put it on our website. We refuted it with links to the facts. You know, we sourced everything and did everything like that and
right.
Put the article up. So he gets really upset, and he within 5 minutes of him of us posting the article, as if we were being monitored, he starts bombarding us with emails saying that he's going to sue us, saying this and that. I posted it all on my website, truthfrequencyradio.com. So what does he do? He writes GoDaddy, who's the host of the company, and has the website pulled. And I just got a message back from GoDaddy. They're about to put it back up here. You know, it's pulled for a couple hours. But it's absolutely amazing how it was just like, so GoDaddy just kind of bent over and just let it, you know, just took it and was just like, okay, yeah, here, we'll pull the website, you know, without any copyright paperwork, without anything. All it was a little thing that he wrote. Now, I've got a couple of things here to read to you just to give you the idea and the mentality of this guy, Gossip Boy. And, you know, I don't want to offend anybody who reads his blog or anything like that, but, you know, the truth needs to be exposed, and this guy really needs a shot right in the crotch. I mean, you know, so I think this is the perfect outlet to let this go. Let me see. Let me read you the copyright claim first and foremost. It says,
right.
And this is what pisses me off. GoDaddy, like, this is what they used in order to file this copyright claim. It said, Truth Frequency Radio is a paranoid conspiracy group out of Dallas, Texas, that promotes a number of off-the-wall New World Order beliefs and frequently broadcasts and publishes violent content poised at the federal government. Among their guests have been a number of criminal members of the militia movement that have called for the overthrow of the U.S. of the U.S. The value of our property, which I guess he's talking about the article, is greatly diminished by its appearance on a seedy website, and it reduces our ability to maintain control over the investigative reporting. That's right there, says it all. It reduces our ability to maintain control over the investigative reporting. Okay, when we come back to something that he said about us with facts, that reduces his ability to maintain control over the situation. The only thing that I can make of this is that he's got to be controlled opposition, especially with being able to contact an attorney within a matter of 5 minutes and put this into action with GoDaddy.
So, Mike, the only response. Yeah, I mean, we were discussing this earlier on Skype. He was able to contact GoDaddy and say that you violated his constitutional right, I mean his copyrights.
His copyright.
His copyrights on his website when he's talking about you.
I know. This has to be a federal operation or something to that effect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I mean, and I've told you, I made a complaint with GoDaddy when actual laws were being broken, when someone was making death threats about me on their website, posting my picture and address and phone number, and yet GoDaddy says, "Oh well, there's nothing we can do. It's information he could find, so he could post it if he wants. So I mean, unless something happens, send us a police report, and it'll go through channels." So you mean to tell me this kid was able to do it overnight?
Yes, and GoDaddy told me specifically this has to come from a judge or an attorney. And so this guy apparently has attorneys on call who do this kind of stuff. And I know me and you, Louie, we're a low-budget operation. We do, we do it because we want to do it. We don't get paid to do it. We don't have a whole arsenal of attorneys behind us. I know the law, and I know the fair use law, and I could have disputed this with GoDaddy. I mean, I could have done that, but then that would have meant a little more time of my website being down, and my whole thing is to get the website back up.
Right.
But his problem was the PDF file that I posted, which contained the original article. Now, the reason that he wants that gone so badly, and it's already circulated to tens of thousands of people, which is great.
Okay, well, I mean, let's get some people, our listeners, up to speed. What started this war between you and Gossip Boy? I mean, why would
Gossip
anyone?
Boy.
Yeah, why would anyone name themselves Gossip Boy? I mean, I've actually been on Gossip Boy's website, and also the sister site or the brother site or whatever you want to call it, called Hate Trackers. And I mean, a lot of their information seem kind of out there. It seems like they're making up stuff. Even when it comes to somebody that I personally hate that they've covered. And even though, and it's kind of funny, but they did catch him. He hung himself on that site. But that's besides the point. What they also said about a friend of mine, about Chrissy Tarkowski, saying that she's a white supremacist. Chris,
I saw that, you
see me, right?
I see that, definitely.
I mean, no, but I mean, you see what I look like, right?
yeah.
I'm pretty damn dark.
Me too.
and she talks to me every day. I'm like, I think something like that would have came out in the year and 3 months or 4 months that we've been talking to each other.
Basically, this is what happened. We did a broadcast during the whole Hutari raid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark Kornke, and I'm going to state this again. I always state this. I don't know who Mark Kornke is. I've never heard of him before, nothing like that. All I know is he's some big militia radio show host. He posted on his website during that time that, hold on, I'm pulling up the quotes. Anyways, I'll paraphrase it. I got this whole article here. He said something to the effect of, well, no, that's not even it. He said something to the effect that I just got into a shouting match with 100 militia men, and the question wasn't if we're going to strike, but when we're going to strike over this whole Houthi thing. And we were like, whoa, we need to chill all this out. You know, we got with the Michigan militia. We got with Jim Stotch. You know, I know you don't like the guy very much, but we did a broadcast, and we were the moral of the story, the moral of the broadcast was everybody needs to just chill out. Let's wait and see what happens. And we made the prediction on the show that this was a group who was co-opted by the feds. There was a Fed infiltrated the group. They did the same thing that they did to Randy Weaver. With Randy Weaver, they told
them. But, yeah,
them,
that's a given. That's obviously
right,
a given.
Right.
Because, I mean, we had the discussion before, and you made the point that real militia are staying quiet because they can't plan.
Exactly.
Real militia can't plan. And that makes a lot of sense. They can't because the moment they do, it's right.
Well, anyways, basically he got on there and he said that the woman, Cherie, got on there and came up with this crazy conspiracy theory that the militia group was a federal operation, and this was to rile up all the other militia groups. And to see, you know, I mean, he took the story and he twisted it first and foremost, but he made it sound as if what we were saying wasn't factual. So we came back and we said, well, wait a minute, you know, here's a report from MSNBC from the very next day where it came out, and it came out in court documents too. Again, they were infiltrated. This is exactly what happened. And we made the prediction that they're just kind of shaking up the bushes to see what flies out of it, just like the royalty used to do when they'd go hunting back, you know, Queen Elizabeth would go hunting, and they'd have somebody shake up the bushes for the fowl to come out. That's exactly what this was. So then he goes as far as saying that he was chastising us because the moral of the broadcast was we shouldn't be racist with each other, we should all chill out, and this and that. And he was trying to make it sound like we had a federal agenda, which we were trying to keep the militias down and keep the militias from moving so the government can take over all the militias. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. So we came back with all these facts. No, this is factual here. He also said that Mark Hornsey didn't say that. And unfortunately, Militia Radio scrubbed their archives, so that's not there. But you can find this quote posted all over the place because it was posted everywhere. It was even posted on an article from WTOP 105.3 FM. It's in there, too. So I posted all of these references, sourced everything and everything like that, and basically rebutted him with facts. Now, why does he call himself Gossip Boy? Well, let's look at dictionary.com for a minute, okay? What is gossip?
Chris,
I don't talk a room.
Chris, can you raise up your volume?
Yeah, absolutely. Is that better?
A little bit more.
All right, how about that?
A little bit more.
All right, hold on. Let me try raising it in Skype because it's blasting over here.
Yeah. Because it's coming out a lot muffled.
Coming out muffled, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's as far as I can get it. Check. Is that better?
Yeah.
A little bit? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I forgot where I left off.
You were explaining the definition of gossip.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Gossip. Gossip is idle talk or rumor, okay? And boy, a young man who lacks maturity and judgment. So there it is, Gossip Boy, right there. He sent me a few emails, by the way, Tinfoil Head, there was no condemnation of you denouncing violence. Tell me where that is. A lot of the same type of rhetoric, Tinfoil Head, Pinhead, things you hear on Fox News and CNN and things like that. It's really a crazy situation. It's really a crazy situation. And at first I was like, well, this guy's just probably some idiot, and he's, you know, against the whole truth movement and against all of that. But now I'm starting to realize this guy's probably COINTELPRO or he's a federal agent, because nobody can act that quickly. Nobody has a pocket full of attorneys where they can get a website shut down, even if it was for just, you know, a couple of hours.
Hmm. Did you have to delete the post?
No, I didn't have to delete the post. What the copyright infringement was from the PDF file of a screenshot of his website.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. But you know, there's ways to work around that, and that's not a problem. You know, we'll work around that and get the PDF off. What the ultimate goal is he's trying to keep his credibility. And so he realized, shoot, I reported a bunch of stuff on somebody that I don't know that completely doesn't have any facts. This guy came back and he posted all the facts. I want to go back and rescrub my archives and change it up to make it, you know, to save face and to say, oh, no, that's not how it went. But this guy's got the PDF, and the PDF is circulating with the original file. So if I change it, I'm going to look like an asshole.
Yeah, well, usually what real journalists do, I mean, it seems like this guy wants to be the, what's that gay blogger that talks about movie stars.
That's Gossip Boy, isn't it?
Really?
I think we're talking about one and the same. I don't know. I know Gossip Boy's gay. Now, I don't care what his sexual preference is, but if you go to his website, you'll see gay travels and you know, links to stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm right there now. I'm on Gossip Boy. Yeah, it's with hate trackers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now he thinks he has a lawsuit pending against us. It's amazing, dude. It's amazing. I can't believe GoDaddy gave him this kind of ammunition, though.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting to me. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Can I join the conversation?
My goodness, Sherry. You come in and you scare the crap out of me.
I'm sorry about that. I just think it's very interesting how speedy this was, how quick it was. Because usually it takes weeks or months even to get something like this done. I'm wondering who this person knows, you know, who could get this accomplished, because they said it had to have come from a court or a judge. And we're thinking, what in the hell?
An attorney or a judge.
Oh, an attorney or a judge.
Yeah.
So that's just really weird to me.
And his copyright claim, too, was so, I mean, it was nothing
but... It was so vague.
It was nothing but lies.
Yeah.
It was, they promote violence against the U.S. government. They're trying to bring on a revolution, blah, 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 blah. It's
not
ridiculous. I know, it's absolutely ridiculous. We're going to post this all on truthfrequencyradio.com. We're going to have all the emails, the copyright dispute, everything like that posted. We're
so
moving
sent,
the website.
Yeah, he sent emails?
Oh, yeah, I've got a whole bunch of emails over here. Yeah. Within five minutes of me posting this, I started getting emails from Gossip Boy,
mm-hmm.
as if we were somehow being monitored.
Mm.
Yeah, I kid you not. I posted this. I came across the article. Somebody sent it to me and was like, hey, you know, they put this in here, but, you know, it's not true, is it? No, of course it's not true. Here's the facts. You know, here's this and that and that and that and that and that. I guess everybody needs an enemy, though, you know? You can't be in the – if people aren't attacking you, you're not doing something right.
I guess. It feels terrible to me. I don't like being attacked, and I don't like being misrepresented like that.
Yeah, well, you're going to get that no matter what. I mean, I know certain people have done that to me. They'll make up shit saying that I shitted on roofs or... Yeah.
You know, that would be Bill Clinton in a tree, actually. That's the story behind that.
You know, I know I'm a bear, but I don't freaking pinch loaves like a bear.
If I wanted to dispute this rather than pulling it off the website, what I would have to do is I'm looking for this so I can read you the exact word for word. Here it is. They wanted A, an electronic signature, B, identification of the material in question, C, a statement under penalty of perjury. I'm reading the wrong section. The infringer's name, address, and telephone number, and a statement that the infringer consents to the jurisdiction of the Federal District Court for Judicial District of Arizona, and if the infringer's address is outside of the United States, for any judicial district in which GoDaddy may be found, and that the infringer will accept service of process from the complaining party or an agent of such party.
They wanted my name,
address, it. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not giving you all that. No, put my website back up because I need access to my FTP so I can pull all my files out. I can save my website and take it to another host.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, fuck GoDaddy, man. I'm putting that out there, and that's going to be the theme of the show for the next 3 weeks. Fuck GoDaddy.
If that's the case, then I'm possibly going to, you know, say fuck GoDaddy too and... you know, go with another host. I mean, that isn't as buggy with WordPress.
Yeah,
it is pretty buggy with WordPress. Yeah, absolutely right. But I mean, just to be able to just write up and say, hey, they got my copyright. It's like, hey, wait a minute, what happened to fair use? What happened to, you know, freedom of the press? We're reporting something. We're refuting an article that was written about us.
Yeah.
Exactly. We were trying to defend our own integrity, our own good name.
But and I'm not going to play their little hoe games, you know. I'm not going to, oh, I'm going to take you to court. That's bitch shit. That's fucking bitch shit. That's little faggot bitch shit. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to fucking go off like that.
Eh, whatever. Hey, you know what? If this kid gets ass hurt with faggot, then he really shouldn't be sucking dick. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really. Exactly. I mean, look. I used to get ass hurt when people called me fat. You know what I did? Absolutely nothing. So I have no point. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's still down. It's still down. Go Daddy. I'm reading the chat room. It's still down. Go Daddy. Send me a message that it's going to take 1 to 2 hours to go back up.
Yeah.
Luckily, we took tonight off. Usually, we do a broadcast Thursday, 7 o'clock Central.
Yep.
Luckily,
wow.
We posted on our website. We're taking the night off. Yeah. So.
No, couldn't have come at a better time.
Right. Ooh, pissed me off, man.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I had to leave the house.
Because his
aura was so bad. What?
Yeah, I mean, how do you? I mean, that's like somebody punching you in the face, and you go and hit him back, and you're the one who's getting arrested, but he's attacking you. So what the fuck?
Yep.
It's like, oh wait, you got the knife in your back, but you can't hit him back because it's like, oh man, it's probably because he's probably a minor. Did you think of it like that? He's probably a minor, and for you to and even though he started the fight, since he's a minor, he has to be protected under the law. So
that
he can't
explain though how he was able to get an attorney, unless his daddy's an attorney.
Yeah.
And his daddy goes, oh, they're talking bad about you on the internet. Sure, son, I'll take care of it for you right now. We'll call GoDaddy.
Yeah.
You little bitch.
You know,
God,
I mean.
Damn it.
You know, I got an Uncle Marty, too. Uncle Marty Lowenstein, 37 West 53rd Street, Suite 302. Check him out. That's 212-829-7567. So there you go. That's Marty Lowenstein for all your legal needs. No, I'm just kidding. There is no Marty Lowenstein.
Oh, really?
No.
No.
I have a feeling, though, that one of my listeners... One of my faithful listeners is going to create a free hosting account somewhere else where we can link to so people can download the PDF file.
Don't look at me, nigga. I'm on GoDaddy, too.
And if that goes down, I'm sure my listeners will make another one and another one and another one. I mean, we've taken something that we probably would have removed in a week or so, you know, because I don't like to have shit all over my website. I mean, I like to keep it serious. But, he's taking it to another level now. This is something that I'm going to fucking put out to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways, we appreciate the time, Willie. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. How, I mean, it makes no absolute... So he can attack you all he wants, but the fact that you have to... sit down and just take it, and basically, even though you had the truth on your side... Oh, copyright. See, this is why the whole copyright laws are such bullshit in this country, because anyone could just scream copyright infringement like somebody screams racism and just have the discussion shut down. It's like, wait a minute,
exactly.
These people are slandering me, and I have the truth, and I can't put out the truth. I can't defend myself.
It's not like we're out, you know, putting this guy's information all over the web or trying to mess with him or trying to get other people to mess with him. We're not messing with him in any way except defending ourselves.
No, I read the article. I read it and I was like, okay, well this makes sense. You're citing sources. You're not stealing from him. It was a freaking screenshot PDF, for God's sakes. It's like you were citing the source. People could go to his website and see it for themselves. It wasn't like you were misrepresenting the lad. It was his own words.
His argument was that by being posted on my crazy conspiracy website, it cheapens the value of his article.
So he slanders you.
He mentions me in the fucking article.
So he slanders you in the complaint to GoDaddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna post that. I'm gonna post that. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could definitely post that one. And
yeah.
You could post
his
email. You could post his emails towards you. I mean, how does GoDaddy allow someone to slant? Like, yeah, do you have proof that I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist? I mean, and I've been called a crazy conspiracy theorist myself, and I'm like, you don't think I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist? You don't think I'm crazy at all? Yes, I do. Really, if you really thought I was, you wouldn't be talking to me. Because you would know
right.
that if I was crazy, I would take this rock and shove it up your ass. If I was crazy.
I'll read it again. Here it is. Truth Frequency Radio is a paranoid conspiracy group out of Dallas, Texas, that promotes a number of off-the-wall New World Order beliefs and frequently broadcasts and publishes violent content poised at the federal government. Among their guests have been a number of criminal members of the militia movement that have called for the overthrow of the U.S. The value of our property is greatly diminished by its appearance on such a seedy website, and it reduces our ability to maintain control of the investigative report.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had written that.
Yeah, this was the copyright claim. This was in the copyright claim.
Oh, that means
Like it's a freaking Jack Shack on 42nd Street. Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, seedy. It's like the product you buy, you have to carry it out with a brown paper bag.
It sounds like a back alley abortion clinic.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you know,
the establishment.
They don't lock the back alley abortion clinic. Those have helped me out on many occasions.
If it's such a seedy establishment, then why is he quoting us? Why is he paying attention to us?
Exactly.
You know?
I don't know. First of all, he has absolutely no proof of those claims whatsoever. None.
Right.
It's bananas. How do you just attack? How is that even allowed? Then you can't defend yourself. I mean that That would just burn me the hell up. That would just burn me the hell up.
I'm pretty upset right now.
I mean, and it's not like we're and even then we're not advocating anything happen to this kid.
Exactly.
I've got all his information. I could post it. I could do all that, but I'm not going to speak to that. I think that's what he was trying to provoke, though. I think that was the outcome he was trying to get, was for me to give all my information so he can fucking have a heyday with it. And I fucking saw through it. I'm not going to play that game. One of my loyal listeners will start a free hosting site and post the PDF there, and we'll link to that.
Yeah.
And if that goes down, another one will do it, and another one will do it, and another one will do it. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
It will happen.
It's crazy. This whole situation, I'm like burnt out for you. I'm like, wait a minute. So he and the kid has the nerve. You know, I bet he's one of those fat kids. Well, yeah, wait, I'm fat too. Let me not talk shit. I bet he's one of these little World of Warcraft little bitch boys that and I'm just, in my opinion, I don't know this for to be sure. This is just me guessing. I have to freaking put it up there. One of these kids that all he does is like, oh, I'm going to talk shit today. Oh my God, they're attacking me. Oh, what was me?
Well, I guess the guy's name is Wayne Fuller. That's from the copyright claim. He's out of Oklahoma City. And there was one other point. Oh, yeah, here's the last line. Failure to address this criminal matter in a timely fashion will result in litigation against the infringer and any entity having control of the website. First and foremost, this isn't a criminal matter. This is a civil matter. I don't know when copyright infringement became criminal. Do we lose Louie?
No. Is copyright infringement a criminal?
No, it's a civil matter.
That's
you see
a civil
somebody
thing.
Over it, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just, I'm amazed that GoDaddy acted on this. And that's one thing that I want to make people aware of, is that GoDaddy will act on this kind of stuff without any kind of investigation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. That was pull your site.
So, fuck GoDaddy. I'll say it again. We're gone. We're leaving GoDaddy. I mean, as soon as I can download all of my files, they're going up on another server.
Hey, if you find a good server, let me know, because my contract is up with GoDaddy this year. And
I've been a customer of theirs for 8 years, dude. 8 years. Never had any problems with them. But I've never had a reason to have a problem with them. But that was another thing I was surprised about. Yeah, that's another thing I was surprised about. I've been a customer of theirs for 8 years, and this is how they treat me. So that just goes to show the company's mentality.
Sure.
Wow.
No loyalty. This kid, I mean, he probably is Cointel, bro. He probably has some pull. He probably does have some pull.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think of any other way he could do that much in one day, unless he had some pull.
I mean, either that or that was a strongly worded letter.
I don't believe GoDaddy would be pissing their pants over just a strongly worded letter. I think they knew that this guy was serious and was involved with people that were serious, and so they were like, oh, okay.
Right. I mean, this could possibly be one of their controlled opposition outlets, and we just put a big stab against them. I keep trying to think of this on both sides, but if that was the case, though, why would they post something that's so easily refuted?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back and forth on the issue, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of hard, because at one point, you know, this kid is a colossal douche, like, massive, and on the other side, it's like... This is the speed in which this happened.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and it's an obvious lie. It's obviously a lie. It's obviously, I mean, him. I think it's just a whole hate trackers is just a whole group of assumptions and TMZ style type reporting with absolutely no proof, nothing. But
towards
militia groups and such like that. I mean, yeah, they do attack the right people, but they're also making up crap.
Could this possibly be something out of the SPLC or the ADL's arms?
Man, at this point, I wouldn't hold nothing past these freaking people. I mean, but then again, I mean, they have Jim Stachowiak as a threat. I mean, like, and I'm like,
true.
You obviously don't know Jim. Jim ain't no threat to nobody. He's a puss.
I think they give Jim more credibility, because if COINTELPRO, I don't know.
Yeah, it does. It gives him more cred, like false cred. It's like, oh yeah, I'm on that. You know, I'm not there, and I think I'm more of a threat. Because I talk shit and I don't back down until I freaking make sure I expose you completely.
Right.
I mean, maybe I gotta maybe I gotta make myself a fucking bugaboo to one politician. Who should I make a bugaboo about? Who should I fuck with? Because Patterson
what state are you in?
New York. I mean, I went after Patterson. I called him a blind bastard.
It wasn't good enough.
You gotta go after a Jew.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. You gotta go after a Zionist.
Yeah.
You gotta go after a Zionist, yeah.
Zionists.
Regardless of whether they're Jewish or not. Because anti-defamation league, that's anti-Zionism. I mean, that's pro-Zionism, it's not pro-Jewish. They could give a fuck about my homeboy who's from Israel down the street because you got a ticket for doing 41 and a 40. Why isn't anybody fucking standing up for him and saying, hey, that's you're anti-Semitic because you gave him a ticket for 41 and a 40?
Yeah.
Because he's not a Zionist.
Yeah, in fact, Christy in the chat room says, he is a threat. How long has he been torturing my family? He's the only one that is a threat, but the only reason he is named is because he is one of them. Talking about Jim.
Oh.
Hmm. It's like I said on the show yesterday. Christy, you know, I was on his show yesterday defending you. They started talking shit, and I killed that shit immediately because I wasn't going to be on somebody's show who was in there talking shit about somebody who's my friend. You know, so, yeah, yeah.
And on our network.
And on our network, too, you know. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry,
I had a point to that. I had a point to that, and I just lost my train of thought because I'm leaving the chat room, too.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jim hasn't told you to quit American Freedom Radio.
Oh, he has.
Oh, he has.
And I told him, I said, I'm not going to take that shit. You know, he talks shit about Danny, Jack Blood, everybody like that. And it's like, dude, you know, I tell him the exact same. Look, I'm not getting in the middle of this shit, okay? I'm going to try to stay cool with everybody and, until the point that I can't. Simple as that.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
well,
Jim is
we're obviously not cool with everybody now.
Jim is a tool. A major fucking tool. A dumbass tool.
I think he is. I know you're unbiased on this one, babe, but I think
it's not I have my opinions about Jim, I have my opinions about everybody. I do. But I'm trying to stay cool with everybody.
Yeah, well,
and you know what? I really think that Jim is going to turn a new leaf. I really do. He did a great show yesterday on CPS and child slavery here in the United States, and he was like, dude, I'm gonna start focusing my shows on this. I'm gonna, you know, he was telling me he's gonna back down from all the fucking dick waving. I mean, the big gun waving.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. He's been known to drive around and wave his dick. No, I'm just kidding. I have no proof of that. It wouldn't surprise me the least bit if that's all he does is just wave his dick around.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like the guy needs a friend, you know, and everybody's fucking rah 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 rah. And if you corner somebody, of course they're gonna react a certain way. And I don't know, I keep telling him the exact same thing, though. I tell him the exact same thing. Dude, if you don't want things to go that way, you need to change up your battle plan. Because if you continue on the same thing and you expect different results, that's called insanity. I think I'm reaching him, man. I think I'm reaching him. I can't believe I'm saying this shit live on the fucking air.
It's a true frequency exclusive on Louis B's show.
Christy says she said that once too.
Yeah.
Well,
the only time Jim will change is the moment he closes his eyes for the last time.
I don't know.
No. Yeah.
I'm more worried about NLE10 and things going on in the news than I am about fellow people in the movement. I don't think it's our job to mess with other people in the movement, and it's not their job to mess with us. We did not willingly go into this gossip boy thing, you know. He pulled us in.
That's an interesting point that you just raised, though.
Yeah.
Because
I like how you guys are doing a radio show on my radio show. It's cute. It's
people
like, yeah,
don't even
bother. Don't worry about the spick on the side. Don't worry about him. He'll just sit here listening like he's a guest on his own damn show. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good point, Sherry.
Truth Frequency Radio is back online.
Thank God. Thank you, God.
Good deal.
All right, cool.
You're welcome, Sherry.
No, I was going to say that's an interesting point you raised. The people that I really look out for are people who patrol the truth movement, like Gossip Boy. You know, I mean, number one, why is he patrolling the truth movement? Why is he, you know, what's his agenda? Why would anybody who's standing up for the rest of the United States of America, for the rest of the world, for freedom and for liberty and for everything that this country was founded on, why would somebody want to go against and police those people? You know, I mean, that's what it's like. If there was a bully coming and you stand up for the little kid that's next to you, and the little kid's like, "Fuck you," you know, it's like, what the fuck? I could have said that a bit more eloquently, but you know, you get the gist.
Found it.
Are they there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like. I'm just finding a sound clip that would fit right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, can you not that one. Can you tell me how Jim will change?
I think Jim is going to, in my opinion, and I don't know, in my opinion, I think Jim is going to back off of his tactics that he's used before.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
He'll become more mature.
I think he will. I think he's going to run a show based more on the information and less on the militia presentation. Dun-dun-dun.
And Jim will be found with a bullet hole to the side of his head, with in his writing hand, with a note that says, "I like beans."
What if he did? What do you think that the I don't want to use the word detractors. The opposition. I don't even know what word to use.
No.
If he buried the hatchet and he stopped the tactics that he was once using and didn't continue using those and started doing a show based on information.
What if he stopped doing that?
Do you think the opposition would also stop? Or do you think it'll keep coming?
If it ain't Jim, it's going to be someone else.
Well, I'm talking about Jim.
That's the thing. Just call me a pessimist. But when Jim falls, because he will fall, he will fail, his shit will finally be cut short. But there's going to be someone, it's going to be when they have someone worse than him to take his place. And that's the that's the thing. I mean, like the video game analogy. Once you defeat the boss of the level, you go to the next level and there's a tougher boss, a bigger, badder boss that you have to take on. And you got to change your tactics to fight that new boss, probably find, you know, you always got to find that new power up, that new weapon that's going to be effective against this new boss.
Like in Donkey Kong for Super NES?
I was thinking Halo, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Bless your heart.
I don't play new video games, just the old ones.
So,
I know
okay,
you're talking
it's
about.
Like it's like Pac-Man. It's it's
nice.
And, you know, and then of course the fireworks, and you collect your coins. You know.
Nice.
And yeah. and then Chris and Sherry celebrate.
By eating huge mushrooms and getting really big.
And then? After about 30 seconds, Chris. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. They make pills for that now. But anyways.
Yeah, I know. That's the Superman. The Superman power-up.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, no, it's I mean, they're always gonna be. I mean, I know you say. Oh, there are people trolling the movement. I mean, pretty much people say the same thing about me. I go around looking for frauds in this movement.
So do we.
I'm talking about people who aren't in the movement, like Gossip Boy, for instance. I mean, he thinks that this whole new world order is a conspiracy. That he loves the government. Everything he loves, you know, he's on his knees for Uncle Sam every day, sucking that federal cock. God, I can't believe I'm saying this on the air. And, yeah.
I
know. This is what Louis Show does to me, you know. You don't get Chris Geo, the
truth-breaking
guy. You get Chris Geo, the, yeah.
Yeah, blame me.
No,
yeah,
but...
because apparently this is all my show is about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Nice.
That's not all you do.
Nice.
You talk about other stuff, too.
Yes.
Some of the time.
Well, what motivates these people? I mean, that's what I want to know. What motivates these people? I mean, we've got banker bailouts. We've got Obamacare. We've got all these things that we can name that are wrong with the world, that are wrong with the government, that are wrong with what's going on. We're living as slaves. You know, our Constitution is being shredded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these people are saying, nuh-uh, there's no new world order. Well, apparently you haven't done your research. Once again, gossip boy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very plain to see when... Once you cut away the veil, it's like, oh, crap. Wait a minute. This seems like the U.S. doesn't have a say in a whole lot of shit that goes on, don't it?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
it makes a whole bunch of sense. I mean, they're not as mysterious as we think they are. Because I mean in my opinion, it's not, the New World Order is not mysterious. They're pretty
upfront. No,
they're
not. They can't be.
Yeah, they're pretty upfront.
They can't be. At this point, they're, you know, I used to say the New World Order is knocking on the door. Now they're not knocking on the door anymore. They're in the fucking house.
Right.
I mean, they're here. It's here. We're watching it. We're watching it unfold right now, and people are still going, "Oh, there's no such thing." We need health care.
Right.
We need my.
No, I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, it's all right for Gossip Boy to think what he thinks and to, you know, and do it and say what he says, even though it's not based in truth and stuff. The bottom line is, the shit is going to hit the fan. They are going to start pulling shit. And they're going to start doing it faster and faster and you know what's going to happen? Even his gay ass is going to stand up and fight. Even him.
You think so?
He's, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, no matter what, they start taking shit away from you for no apparent reason, you're going to get pissed. They're going to start trying to change shit up, and they're going to do that as quickly as possible at one point. You're going to get pissed, and you're going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I got nothing to lose. The moment they put people into a corner where they have nothing to lose, like they have no job, they got no money, you know, who's doing it, you know who's fucking up the country, they're done. Why do you think Obama's youth army didn't take off yet? Because you know what's gonna happen the moment
piss
some
off
little
too many pieces.
Yeah, you know how many freaking little snot-nosed little brats will get themselves killed. Oh,
yeah.
Sir, you're breathing too much CO2. You have to pay this. Okay, goodbye.
Yep.
Right.
Guess what? Oh snap! That's tax dollars being saved for not paying for college.
Either that, or they're just waiting until the kids get a little bit older to put them out on the streets.
They'll start getting
more
killed.
More indoctrination time.
Either way, the moment you start fucking with people's lives, the moment you start, because this is why the government's getting away with so much, is because it's not immediately affecting people on a personal level. The moment it becomes up, you know, in your face, personal, all this shit starts coming, is the moment guns, knives, bats start being taken out, and it's go time. The moment you personally come and stick your penis in my freaking Cheerios, you know, someone's getting cut off. And that's when you start, and that's when the real American spirit is going to come out. It's when you get pissed off after getting pissed on. For Gossip Boy and everybody else, I'm not saying attack the government. I'm not saying that. I mean, You know, that's when it's that's not the yeah, like
it's not the government.
Says,
it's a criminal element of the government.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's I'm not saying attack the government. I'm not saying attack. I'm just saying people are going to end up fighting back because that's going to be an act of war. Because that's like what Chrissy says. That's what people will care when they start roadblocking, setting up, shooting at, when they get burnt. You know, that's when people. That's when people like, you know what? Enough's enough, and. You know, especially in New York, that's when people are like, fuck this shit, fuck this shit. And that would be our battle cry. That's what New York City, that's New York City's battle cry. Right there, like, fuck this shit. Got this, fuck this movie.
That's funny.
Hey, that's
when
Texas
that's... Texas' battle cry be?
What?
What's in Texas' battle cry be, do you think?
Okay. Republican whites, black president, nigger. Yeah. So yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know what I've noticed
I've lived
in Texas all my life, and everyone that I've talked to doesn't have a single problem with Barack Obama being black, but they all have a problem with his policies, and his policies are so bad.
Know, when you get pissed off, you want to say the most hurtful thing ever. I mean, like when it comes to like the tea parties being calling people faggots and niggers, you know, I'm saying they're not racist. They're not being racist when they say that. Because you know what? When you're that impassioned, when you're that angry, when you have that much rage, you want to say the most hurtful thing. And I've done it. I've gotten like so angry that, you know, and when it's, like, not the time to, like, throw punches, but you want to, like, you still want to hurt them, well, what's the last thing you use? You use your words. You're going to say the most hurtful thing. You're going to try to make them feel bad about themselves. You want them to think about it. You want it to haunt them. You want to say the most hurtful thing when you're upset. And that's how it works. That's why, you know, hey, your boy Louis B is...
Yeah, but what are the odds that, you know, they threw some COINTELPRO, you know, if you protest against someone that we like, I'll put on a wig and try to start a riot type of shit. You know, to try to throw some
Of course that's COINTELPRO going on. Of course it's COINTELPRO. But you also forget, like, when it comes to the tea parties were already taken over, co-opted. They were started by 9/11 truthers, and now you got all these freaking conservative Republicans, you know, Johnny Come Latelys, or as I like to call them, Steve Mr. Come at the Last Second.
Right.
Did you catch the Daily Show yesterday? They had some jack off on there who claimed to be the founder of the Tea Party.
Yeah, he claimed to be the founder of the Tea Party movement, and that the Tea Party movement started a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, we were laughing our asses off.
I couldn't even watch it. I told her to turn it off. I can't watch that kind of bullshit. When I know it's blatant lies like that, I can't even listen to it.
I was just amazed by it. I was just watching it in amazement. I couldn't believe that they were even getting away with this. Because everybody knows that, you know, 9/11 truthers created the Tea Parties in support of Ron Paul. You know.
What do you think about the South Park thing?
I think these silly Arabs need to get over themselves, especially since they take freaking Bert and Ernie for their little fucking protest. If you guys remember, Sesame Seed,
Bert and Ernie.
they put like beards on Bert and Ernie, like from Sesame Street, and they used it for a protest. I mean, these people, it's, you know, they really need to get over themselves. First of all, it's no big deal. I mean, they like to make Jesus pictures and make fun of Jesus.
True.
I mean, and that, yeah.
Everybody makes fun of religious figures.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. They shouldn't.
And
I don't
think
anybody should follow those kind of threats.
Yeah, no, I'm pissed off they bent to it.
Oh, I'm pissed off that they bent to it, too. I don't think South Park bent to it. I think Comedy Central bent to it. Because they put out a statement today. They put out a statement today saying that they didn't edit that much. They only edited out his name. But then after they turned into Comedy Central to air, and Comedy Central edited it at the last minute and took out a whole paragraph and a half from the end of it and bleeped it out. And they were like, we didn't authorize that. They did that on their own. You know, we regret this. You know,
hopefully
when it comes
out.
They've never done this to us before.
Hopefully an unedited episode will get leaked.
Oh,
it was
so.
Stolen.
Yeah.
Oh, it was stolen. I would, you know.
Yep. Wow, so South Park's getting censored, Truth Frequency's getting censored.
I was just thinking, you know, the world that we're living in, I mean, this is what it's coming down to. It's closing in. The world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, just like Howard Beale says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. It's like, what are we doing? You know, when is enough going to be enough? And like Christy said, when they come banging down your door and they take your children, that's exactly when everybody's going to wake up. But if we come to that point, then where are we? And is there a way to get out of it?
I think it's too late for America. I think it's going to fall at this point, no matter what we do. Even if we had a revolution, we took it over. They put us in such a big deficit that it would be really hard to get back to a sane monetary system. You know, the monetary system is like the circulatory system of the country. And if it's not working right, if the heart's not pumping right, you might as well just, you know, give up. Because if you're concentrating on, say, the urinary system and that person's heart isn't beating, then you might as well just forget the whole thing. You know, our monetary system is very, very important, and it's been screwed up for the past 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to keep that in mind before we start saying, oh, we need a revolution, we need to take over the Fed, end the Fed, you know, and all this, without having, like, a backup plan for what we're going to do with our money. That's just my two cents. Sorry.
She's taking it to a whole
other
level.
Sherry, why are you always apologizing? Stop apologizing. You didn't do nothing wrong. Relax, girl. Just chill. And don't apologize for apologizing.
Okay.
Okay. Now apologize.
Now we have dead air. Hey, Louie, we really appreciate the time. Absolutely. Thank you for letting us share the story.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I mean, like I said, anytime you guys want to come on, I mean, hell, you just helped me out.
Well, we love you, Louie, and we love the show. Oh, we love the show.
We need to have Louie on Truth Frequency sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a slightly neutered Louie.
Yes, I was just about to say, if you can, you know, refrain from the cussing a little.
Yeah.
And on our Thursday broadcast, it's no problem. It's our
Saturday broadcast. That has to
be like, evening, motherfuckers! Oh, wait. Pretty much. Hello?
After that, we don't have anything. Do you want to come on and talk a little bit? We'll have a good audience for that one.
Well, I mean,
it's
going to
be a big audience, so.
Yeah, we'll
see. Let me know off air.
I got nothing. I got nothing. I usually just talk about, hey, pineal gland, 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 and that's about it.
And another thing with this quote-unquote copyright infringement shit, they're saying that we're a violent group that wants to take over the government. All we talk about is a global shift in consciousness. That's it.
What?
Yeah,
oh.
We talk about the revolution of the mind. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you're an army.
Yeah,
you're an army of two.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Comes the global resistance.
Mm.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
really
thanks, Louie. We're going to take off.
Alrighty, no problem. Like to thank everyone for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Come back tomorrow is our unsigned artist music party. So, again, if, fuck the New World Order, and if you don't want to look into it, you don't want to do anything about it, you just want to stick your head in the sand and call people crazy conspiracy theorists and without any fucking basis, then fuck you two motherfuckers.